Hey everyone, welcome back to Calm Over Chaos. This is your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, today's topic hits close to home: emotional triggers. Ever feel like your world comes crashing down because someone said something just a little off? Or maybe you find yourself spiraling into negativity after a tiny setback? Yeah, we've all been there. That feeling of being caught in an emotional whirlwind. Well, that's what we're tackling today, folks. We're going to dive deep into how Stoic philosophy can be your secret weapon for navigating those tricky triggers and turning those chaotic emotions into calm and collected responses. Stoicism isn't about suppressing your feelings, no sir. It's about understanding them, recognizing their power over you, and ultimately choosing how you react. Think of it like this. Your emotions are like waves crashing on the shore, powerful, impressive, but they don't define the solid ground beneath your feet. Stoicism teaches us to become that solid ground, the calm center amidst the storm. So, what can we learn from this ancient philosophy to help us today? Number 1. Recognize your triggers. What sets you off? Is it a certain type of criticism, a specific topic, or maybe even just feeling rushed? Identifying those triggers is like shining a light on the shadows. Once you know what's lurking in your emotional landscape, you can start to prepare for it. Think of it like packing an umbrella before a storm. You're prepared and ready to handle whatever comes your way. Number 2. Don't just react, respond. This is where things get really interesting. Stoicism encourages us to pause, breathe, and think before we react. Imagine someone cuts you off in traffic. Your initial reaction might be anger, but a Stoic approach would be to take a moment, acknowledge the feeling, and then choose a more measured response. Maybe a simple sigh or a gentle adjustment of your route. See, you can still get where you're going without fueling that emotional firestorm. Number 3. Focus on what you can control. This is a big one, folks. Life throws curveballs, there's no denying it. But what we can control is our reaction to those curveballs. Stoicism reminds us to focus on our own thoughts, actions, and attitudes. We can't control the weather, but we can choose to wear a jacket if it gets chilly. We can't control other people's behavior, but we can choose how we respond to their words or actions. Number 4. Practice gratitude. This might seem like a little woo-woo stuff, but hear me out. Taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, big and small, can have a profound impact on your emotional well-being. It's like building up a positive bank account that you can draw from when those triggers start to pull you down. Number 5. Remember your mortality. This isn't about being morbid. It's about recognizing that life is precious and finite. When we understand the fleeting nature of time, it helps us prioritize what truly matters and not get caught up in the small stuff. It gives us a broader perspective and reminds us to be kind, compassionate, and present in each moment. Alright, let's take this into the real world. Imagine you're at work, and your boss criticizes a project you put a lot of time and effort into. Your initial reaction might be defensiveness or hurt. But remember those Stoic principles. Acknowledge the feeling, breathe deeply, and remind yourself that this is just one moment in your journey. Focus on what you can control. Learning from the feedback and applying it to future projects. Remember, folks, becoming a Stoic isn't about achieving some zen-like state of perfection. It's about showing up with intention, responding thoughtfully, and navigating life's challenges with grace and resilience. Today, I want you to take one small step towards mastering your emotional triggers. Maybe it's jotting down your biggest triggers in a journal or practicing mindful breathing for 5 minutes each day. Even tiny changes can lead to big transformations. As always, keep those Stoic principles front and center, and remember, calm over chaos. See you back here tomorrow for another episode of Calm Over Chaos.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.